Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 30, Anupama. Lord Chaitanya introduced all the devotees to Sanatan Goswami, who offered respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of all the devotees. Lord Chaitanya and his devotees sat on a raised platform, and below them sat Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Sanatan about news of his well-being, and Sanatan replied, "Everything is auspicious because I have seen your lotus feet, my lord." When Lord Chaitanya asked about all the Vaishnavas at Mathura, Sanatan Goswami informed Lord Chaitanya of their good health and fortune. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed Sanatan Goswami, "Your brother Rupa was here for 10 months. He left for Bengal just 10 days ago. However, your other brother Anupama is now dead. Anupama was a very good devotee who had firm conviction in Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. My lord, I was born in a low family, for my family commits all kinds of irreligious acts which violate the scriptural injunctions. My lord, without hatred for my family, you have accepted me as your servant. Only by your mercy is there any good fortune in my family. From the very beginning of his childhood, my younger brother Anupama was a great devotee of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, and Anupama worshipped Raghunath with great determination. Anupama always chanted the holy name of Raghunath and meditated upon Lord Ram. Anupama continuously heard about the activities of Lord Ram from the Ramayana and chanted about them. Rupa and I are his elder brothers. Anupama stayed with us continuously. Anupama heard Srimad Bhagavatam and talks about Lord Krishna with us, and both of us examined him. We said, 'O dear Vallabha, please hear from us, for Lord Sri Krishna is supremely attractive. Krishna's beauty, sweetness, and pastimes of love are without limit. So just engage yourself in devotional service to Krishna with the two of us. We three brothers shall stay together and enjoy discussing the pastimes of Lord Krishna.' So in this way we spoke to Anupama again and again, and because of this persuasion and Anupama's respect for us, Anupama's mind turned somewhat toward our instructions." Vallabha then replied, "My dear brothers, how can I disobey your orders? Initiate me into the Krishna mantra so that I may perform devotional service to Lord Krishna." And after saying this, that night, Anupama began to think, "How shall I give up the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath?" Anupama stayed up all night crying, and in the morning, Anupama came to us submitting the following plea, "I have sold my head at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. I cannot take it away. That would be too painful for me. The two of you, please be merciful to me and order me in such a way that life after life I may serve the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath. For it is impossible for me to give up the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath. When I even think of giving them up, my heart breaks." Upon hearing this, we each embraced Anupama, encouraging him, "Oh, dear brother, You are a great saintly devotee, for your determination in devotional service is surely fixed. In this way, we praise the Nupama. So, my dear Lord, the family upon which you bestow even a little mercy is always fortunate, for such mercy makes all miseries disappear. Yes, my dear Sanatan, there was a similar incident concerning Murari Gupta. Formerly I examined him, and his determination was similar. Glorious is that devotee who does not give up the shelter of his Lord, and glorious is that Lord who does not abandon his servant. And if by chance a servant falls down and goes somewhere else, glorious is that master who captures one, bringing them back by the hair. Recorded March 21, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Gaura Prema Rasarnave Shetorange Jebadube She Radha Madhava Antaranga Grihe Babane Te Thake Ha Gauranga Bole Dake Narottama Mage Tarasanga Gaura Prema Rasarnave Shetarange Jebadube She Radha Madhava Antaranga Grihe Bhavane Te Thake Ha Gauranga Bhole Dake Narottama Magi Tara Sangha Gaura Prema Rasarnave Shetarange Jebadube She Radha Madhava Antaranga Grihe Bhavane Te Thake Ha Gauranga Bole Dake Narottama Magi Tarsanga Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Gaurahari 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 Nitai Gauranga Gaurahari Nitai Gauranga Gaurahari Nitai Gauranga Gaurahari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Anyone who takes pleasure sporting within the waves of the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's distribution of love of God immediately becomes a confidential devotee of Sri Sri Radha Madhava. And it doesn't matter whether such a devotee is in the renounced order of life or whether one is a householder. If one is actually taking part in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan activities and actually understanding what it is, then such a person is always liberated. And Narottam Das Thakur aspires for that person's association.